This is NPR.
And this is KDNK. It's 534. I'm Mark Dugan with local and regional news. The small town of Norwood, west of Telluride, has been designated an international dark sky place, and some town residents hope it will increase tourism. The International Dark Sky Association awards the designation to towns, parks, preserves, and other locations that have worked to cut down on light pollution. According to the Telluride Daily Planet, Norwood hopes the designation attracts tourists with telescopes, wanting to see the night sky with minimal light pollution. They point to Westcliff, another town in Colorado which was recently IDA certified and has already seen an increase in visitors. Up to a half of the town of Paonia's water users have seen their faucets go dry recently following a supply emergency in the town. A recent water main break emptied the town's primary 2-million-gallon tank, and a smaller backup reserve quickly drained, trying to keep the town's water system pressurized. With little water reserves, town officials have had to shut down water to four areas within town limits. A community meeting is scheduled for this evening to bring residents up to date, as Town Administrator Ken Knight explained to Paonia's KVNF radio.
I want to keep people informed. Not everybody has the internet. Not everybody has Facebook. I want to make sure that they have a place to come and get the information.
Knight added that the water flow into a springs that also supplies the town's water is only at 25% of normal, and that's likely a consequence of last year's exceptional drought conditions. Meanwhile, the latest report from the Roaring Fork Conservancy shows snowpack in our watershed is at 116% of normal for this time of year. Rivers and streams, however, continue to flow below average. Democratic leaders at the state capitol say they're about to introduce a bill to change how the oil and gas industry is regulated. KDNK's Capitol coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
Lawmakers say the legislation will give local governments more. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
Immigrants' rights groups are working with Democratic state lawmakers on a bill to limit cooperation between local authorities and Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Colorado Public Radio's Allison Sherry reports for KDNK.
5 years ago.
You can find more local news stories at KDNK.org and on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter feeds. And you can also follow us by searching for KDNK Radio. A couple of quick notes. A cone zone coming to Carbondale beginning this next Monday. Traffic detours will be on Main Street in Carbondale just west of the roundabout. West Main will be reduced to one lane, and all traffic entering Main Street from Hendrick will be required to go through the roundabout. No left turns from Hendrick onto West Main will be allowed. Crews are working to relocate a ditch in advance of the development that will bring a new city market to Carbondale. This particular project is expected to last about 1 month. This is KDNK Community Radio. The time is 5:44.